tune in here. Sorry about that. Welcome back to Radio Rehab, where every week we try to bring all kinds of faces of recovery and just share with people ways they can get clean and sober and have a life that's beyond their imagination. And I want to get right to it today because there is power in this house today. Let me tell you, between all of us, there is 60 years of sobriety in Radio Rehab office today, with people all different lengths of sobriety, but the same thing going on every day, just trying one day at a time to not pick up a drink and drug. And these guys, Kurt has been a friend of mine since the 90s, Mike's been a friend of mine since the millennium, Kelly, Mark, people that I really consider friends. And they're going to talk about their recovery, give you all some insights about sponsorship, and the role of sponsorship and why and how it's so important for people to have people that they look up to that have some clean time that can walk them through the challenges of recovery. So I don't want to take up a lot of time. I'm going to introduce you to Mike since you heard Mike's story about a month ago, and let him share a little and introduce Kurt and the rest of the panel. Thank you all for coming, for sure.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. And hi, everybody. Again, it is Mike. It was very nice to be welcomed back. I guess that means that it didn't go too god-awful that time.
No.
You know, I guess when you asked me to get involved to come back and do the one on sponsorship, you know, I immediately turned to Kurt and said, well, guess what? You know, you're going to be a radio star too, so congratulations.
Radio rock stars.
And it's really neat to be able to be here this morning with, you know, my sponsor and a sponsee and other members of our family, and you know, just to be able to talk about it a little bit, because it is such an important part of recovery. And for me, that sponsor is so often that God with skin that I need in my everyday life, because when I'm left in my own head, you know, I can hear some pretty crazy things, and my brain tells me some pretty off-the-wall stuff, and I get to run that stuff past my sponsor, and he kind of gets to cipher through that. He gets to be that filtration system that kind of says, well, okay, here's what you are thinking, and here's what you need to be doing. And a lot of times those are two completely different things. So it's really great to be able to have that in my life. And so because of that, when he said, hey, can you come back and do the show on sponsorship? Yeah, sign me up.
Definitely.
So it's great to be here this morning, and I will flip it over to Kurt, my sponsor.
Thanks, Mike. You know, Lisa, when I started drinking, I never thought drinking would finally get me on the radio. But check this out.
I know, a few beers
and become a star. My name's Kurt. I'm an alcoholic. I sponsor Mike and a fella named Mark. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
It's good to be here, Lisa. Thank you. It's always a privilege and an honor to be able to tell other people that there is a solution to the disease that we have. And sometimes we get to tell them that even when they don't know they have a disease and they're not looking for a solution yet. But planting the seed is always worthwhile. And if you're out there listening and thinking, well, maybe me too, then come and join us sometime. It's meetings all over town. You can certainly call in, and we'll tell you where to go and how to get there. When folks talk about sponsorship and when they ask me, what is this thing called sponsorship, I always start out with this analogy that if you want to learn about plumbing, you don't go talk to a carpenter about that. You go talk to a plumber. If you want to learn how to play basketball, you don't go talk to a hockey player, Mike. You talk to somebody that plays basketball. So if you want to learn about how to go from being a stumble-down drunk or being an executive drunk or being a plumber who's drunk, whatever stripe of life that you fit into, you know, they make us alcoholics in all shapes and sizes. If you want to learn how to go from being that kind of drunk to being a sober alcoholic, then you go talk to somebody that's done it. And that's what sponsorship is about. I've never tried to live my life at this point as a sober person. How do I do that? You've done that. Tell me. And that's what we give. All we have to offer people is our story. I can tell you what it was like for me, and you decide, does that fit for me? And it grows from there. I think one of the fundamental points of our recovery is that we do together what we cannot do alone. I tried for years not to drink by myself, and failed repeatedly. And then when I started letting other people into the process, both by having a sponsor and being sponsored, then I found I could put day after day together, one day at a time, not drinking, until it got good, you know. No lying about it. When you quit drinking, it's going to be ugly. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Your turn, Kelly. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Kurt.
Well, I'm just like to say, I'm grateful to be here. Grateful to be sober today. My name's Kelly. I'm an alcoholic.
Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Yes, Kelly. We really do that.
Yeah. But for me, sponsorship is one of the most important parts of being sober and being a member of AA. My sponsor, I've had a few, by the way, and not necessarily because they were bad sponsors. It takes a while for you to figure out sometimes who meshes well with you, you know. And it was all me. I'll be quite honest with you. Finally, I ended up with Mike over there, and been doing pretty good since then. He keeps me on the straight and narrow. And it's great to find somebody whose insanity is just as, you know, is right on the level with your own. If not,
you are not alone, right?
Like, were you just insulted, Mike? I'm not sure.
I think so, but the sad part is we do speak crazy together. Yes, yeah. Yes indeed we do.
That's the language, huh?
Yeah, our crazy and insanity mesh well together. And I love being sober. I would never in a million years have thought I would say that. I actually used to drink right down here in this area from where we're sitting, and it's brings back memories, you know. But the memories that I have that are the best are the memories I've shared with my AA brethren and sisters. And my sponsor. Some of the deepest conversations that I've had have been with my sponsor. My sponsor knows everything about me. I can't say that for everybody, you know, that I know.
Yeah.
His has definitely been a godsend, as well as all of the people in AA. I like to say that I don't know where I'd be without him, but I'm pretty sure I do. I'd probably be drinking somewhere and, you know, having parties.
They're messing with you, Kelly, but that's what sponsors do to people. You know, they mess with you.
I wouldn't
it's
have
all
it
in
any
love.
Other way.
It's our rule 62. Don't take yourself too damn seriously. You'll be okay.
So, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
I remember early on in the program, I thought anywhere I went when I was still drinking, that anywhere I went, I needed a drink to fit in with other people. Mm-hmm. And when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I found out that people would accept me sober, you know, without the drink. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like Kurt was saying, he's my sponsor, and He helps me in my journey, the sobriety. You too can be sober. And I think it's really the next right thing, and to remain teachable, the journey in sobriety is it's not drinking is very nice.
Yes. It's a key part, isn't it?
It can be scary. Yeah. And I think to go to the meetings and to work the program and to stay sober has really changed my way of life. My thinking has turned around 360 degrees. I thought I was normal when I was drinking, and I found out that not only was I drinking, but I was had insane thoughts. Mm-hmm. And Alcoholics Anonymous is all about changing your life and working with other people. To get on one alcoholic talking to another alcoholic, and to get on a one-on-one basis, you know, they say if you got three or four people and you make a pot of coffee, you can have an AA meeting.
Yeah.
And it works.
It's pretty simple.
It. Yes.
You know, Lisa, Mark is one of the most amazing stories in our fellowship that I've been honored to watch. When you came to us, Mark, you were so frightened and so nervous to be anywhere sober. Mm-hmm. That you couldn't sit through a meeting. You got up and left in the middle of meeting after meeting after meeting.
Yes.
And I try to tell you, no, Mark, you don't have to leave halfway through to catch the bus. Somebody here is going your way. Somebody will take you. No, Kurt, no, I think I got to go. And eventually you were able to sit with us for an hour.
Yeah.
For your first year sober, you couldn't tell anybody
right. What
they looked like. But you knew what everybody's shoes were in that meeting.
Because I was always looking down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Well, don't go away, Radio Rehab. We've got to take a minute for our sponsors and then come back and talk
That's
to these.
Us. Aren't we sponsors?
These, you are to these awesome guys about their journeys and the things that stuck with them that helped them want to come back to AA and stay sober. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store. Ashley Furniture Home Store announces our lowest prices of the season. Queen beds were $550, now just $248. Sectionals were $1,000, now just $588. Even Ashley Sleep Memory Foam mattress sets for just $488. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room marked down to our lowest prices of the season. Plus, take advantage this week on special free financing. Hurry to Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, the number one name in furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Council on Impaired and Dangerous Driving.
Thank you, Tri-State, for making KC Beauty Mar your one-stop shop. We carry thousands of hair products to meet your every need with over 600 synthetic wigs. Come check out our authentic snapbacks for only $25.99. Boots are buy one, get one half off. And you can't beat our large selection of clothing and accessories. And there's even a 30-day layaway plan. Ladies, we even service your eyelashes for just $4. Stop in Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. or on Sundays from noon to 7 p.m. KC Beauty Mart, located on Van Avenue, next to the Family Dollar, is your one-stop shop.
We're known for our unheard-of low prices, but they just got even lower at Lumber Liquidators Big Laminate Flooring Sale. All Dream Home laminates are an incredible 20% off. And get 10% off other click floors, including pre-finished hardwood, hand-scraped hardwood, and vinyl wood plank. If it clicks, you save up to 20%. But don't wait. These deals will not last. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry. Big Laminate Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or get to your local store for your flooring deal today.
You're listening to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM, WEOA. We encourage you to call into this live program at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. You can also listen on the World Wide Web at 1400 AM, WEOA.com. We thank our guests for coming in today. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
And you...
Oh, sorry. I guess we're back again. Lord, I don't know what's wrong with this system. Sorry about that. We're talking to the group today, Keith and Kelly and Kurt and Mark and Mike. Who's Keith? I don't know why I'm Keith.
Richards?
Keith, are you
here? Keith Richards could probably use a meeting.
There you go. So we were just talking about in our introductions how everybody got here and the importance of sponsorship. And I had just asked Kurt on break if he remembered when he first came in how he was so guarded about everybody. You weren't quick to get into AA.
Well, guarded was actually scared to death. That's,
fear, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we cover it well.
What turned you around?
Oh, misery and pain, without a doubt.
Drinking helped, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I don't make any changes unless it hurts really, really bad, and then it still takes a while. But the difference is that sober, I have a chance to make those changes. Drinking was my answer to the fear, so there was no need to change. I just drank it all away. When I think the first thing that I remember a sponsor telling me that really stuck with me, I got dried out down in Houston, Texas. I certainly was not sober there. There's a difference. We can go to meetings and not drink and be completely miserable, and that's the voice of experience. I did that. Then, God willing, I don't do that anymore, at least not for as long.
But you didn't drink?
No. That was the one thing I did right. There is, I tell folks from time to time that as long as you don't drink, however bad it is, we can fix it.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you drink, you know, it's... But anyways, down there was a cowgirl. She was married to a rodeo guy who'd broken every bone in his body, and I think I would have drank too if cows and steers were running over me, you know. And she wore those Wranglers that they wear down there that are so stiff and tight they stand up in the corner by themselves. Those were the kinds of things I was noticing when I got sober. You know, whatever keeps you coming back.
Right.
I found my first home group in AA because when I pulled up to the lot, there were people in cars that didn't have dents. They were registered. They had BMWs and Mercedes, and I wanted what they had. So, you know, I came back. I figured maybe this sobriety thing would give me a car. But I didn't have any at the time. You know, whatever gets you here, we don't care.
That's right.
So the cowgirl, she'd say to me, we'd talk for an hour or so, and I'd tell her how bad it was. And after listening to my nonsense for an hour, a patient, wonderful lady named Lynn, I'd say, Lynn, just tell me that it's not going to hurt forever. Just tell me it won't feel like this forever, because that was all I'd known for as long as I could remember. And she'd say, no, Kurt, it's not going to hurt forever. And that was the first time that I let somebody else's voice be louder than the voice in my head, which is what you were talking about, Mike. Today, what amazes me is how the relationship of sponsorship changes and how we learn about relationships. Mike calls me his sponsor, for which I'm honored, privileged, and baffled. There are many days when the tail wags dog, when Mike sponsors me just as often as I sponsor him. That did not happen in the beginning. There is a phase of sponsorship that's about teaching.
Yeah.
You get sober, what on earth? Notice how clean that was? What on earth do you know about living sober? Somebody's got to teach you. But after a while, as you work together, you learn from each other. So what have you taught your sponsor lately, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to him. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
No, we... I don't know, to be quite honest. We,
you know, Kurt, one of the things that you touched on was that fear and misery at the beginning, and they had cars that didn't have dents, you know. I those first meetings that I went to, people said stuff to me like, your sponsor has some. You pick somebody that they have what you want, so then you will do what they did. And, you know, when I didn't understand all the AA jargon and the lingo, that even that kind of made sense to me. And the first gentleman that I picked, Kurt, wasn't always my sponsor. I worked with a great guy. His name was Brandon. And Brandon smiled. Brandon laughed in meetings. Like, he was enjoying life.
Yeah.
And that was something that I wanted. I mean, I was fortunate enough when I came in, I had a car, and I still had my home, and I still kind of had my wife. But I didn't have...
I still kind of had my wife.
She lived there, and she hadn't thrown me out yet. You know, but I didn't have that smile. I did not have that laugh. I had absolutely no enjoyment of life. And he had what I wanted. And that is one of the scariest moments of my life. I mean, it was just like being back in junior high and asking Sally for math class to go out on a date. Yeah. You know, to have to walk up to somebody and say, you know, will you be my sponsor? You know, I mean, that absolutely was almost paralyzing fear.
That's true.
And, you know, and I've seen that look in other people's faces when they come up to me now. And, you know, what you don't understand when you're on that side of it is you're going to get an affirmative. You know, you're going to get something that's reassuring, something that's positive. But for you, you just, I felt so unworthy of acceptance that I anticipated rejection in that conversation. And instead, I just got a guy that put his arm around me. We sat down at a table and he said, okay, pray, call me tomorrow, and show up at a meeting again. Everything else we'll work on together. And it was just that easy. You know, I mean, it was just that easy.
So do you guys think the real key is lots of meetings, too? That you can't just have a sponsor and a phone line, text line to a sponsor? That for you, meetings was a major turning point as well?
What was, for me, what was nice about the meeting part of it was there's a certain level, and I can't speak for anybody else at this table, I could only be so honest. And there was only so much that I could actually sit and tell my sponsor. You know,
that's all right. We knew when you weren't honest anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was just still that so much of that fear. You know, I'll tell you about these 7 or 8 things that are going on with me, but I can't let you in on these other 1 and 2. Sooner or later, you will figure out the type of person that I am, and you will tell me that I am not welcome here anymore. And there was a real part of me that just had to hang on to some stuff. And going to meetings, you know, I couldn't share that with a sponsor. But going to meetings kind of filled in that gap. You know, sometimes you could let stuff slip in a meeting that you hadn't really intended to. You know, and it kind of came out when you weren't looking. And it kind of made it real. And, you know, there wasn't it was just easier to do it sometimes in a room full of strangers that you kind of figured, well, I'll just never come to this meeting again and I'll never see these people.
Generally, that's how it works.
Which ended up so untrue. You know, I'm running into these people everywhere. And a lot of the times, the stuff that hurts the most to say ends up being where I get the most growth and it's the most powerful.
So, you know, why do you guys in your heart of hearts think that people resist going to AA when that's what a good treatment program is, a prep school for AA, if it's a good treatment program? What made you guys decide to stay long enough in AA and not drink?
I think when I first came to the program, I thought it was about old people who were afraid to go anywhere and do anything on their own. I didn't believe anybody could stay sober for a long period of time, a year. Or I thought they're lying. You know, somebody gets
nobody can stay dry a week. Really?
When people go to Alcoholics Anonymous. I heard people say, well, I've been sober a year. And I thought, my God, nobody can stay sober for a year. That's impossible. And I found out that if you work the program one day at a time and go to meetings and do the deal, that you too can stay sober. It's a place where you can go and without using drugs or alcohol, and old timers fit in well to be comfortable in your own skin. And the old timers tell you keep coming back, and they shake your hand and make you feel welcome. And basically, it's just a good atmosphere. I don't think anybody's ever been to a bad meeting.
Yeah.
I think all meetings have, you know.
But some are gooder than others.
Yeah.
That's right.
Some of it's that what we looked for in bars and keg parties, we now find within the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. I just want a place to fit in. You know, Woody Harrelson had Cheers. You know, I've got Newburgh on Friday nights.
Yeah. You
know? And meetings cost a whole lot less than the bar did. I walk out of a bar with a $200 bar tab.
Right.
You know, I'm generous when the basket comes around in the meeting, but I ain't that generous.
That's cheap.
We're talking about meetings being important to the deal. I think when you get down to it and you look, hey, everybody, AA has 12 steps. And if you look at the 12th step, if you look down where we're going, it says, having had a spiritual awakening, there's no spiritual side to what we do. It's all spiritual. And that last step tells us that that's what it's all leading up to. Above all, my job as a sponsor is to be a conduit for God's love. You know, I'm not here to have all the answers, which is good because I don't.
Right.
Half the time, I just keep talking until something clicks for Mike. You know, I fear if I talk long enough, something's got to work. So my deal is just to be there to try to create an opportunity and environment where God and Mike and God and Mark and God and Kelly and all of us can get together and God can do his work. We can find out how to walk in the sunlight of the Spirit, you know? We all spend enough years in the darkness. And today we can dance in the sun. That was my feeling walking down here. Going on the radio is a scary idea. But coming down here, the sky was clear, the sun was shining, I got my tie-dye on, and we're dancing
here.
With God.
That's right.
happy, joyous, and free, I tell you what.
There you go. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. We're talking to a great group of guys about sobriety and recovery and the great program we're all a member of. We'll be right back.
Our country was stricken by horrific tragedies in 2012. This has brought the topic of mental health to the forefront of all of our minds. It is so important for our community to recognize and guide our loved ones to seek help. Please, please call Brentwood Meadows if you know someone who may be suffering from a mental health issue. It could be depression, anxiety, or even loneliness. These people need our help. Call Brentwood Meadows today at 858-7200. There's hope. There's help. That's 858-7200.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store. Ashley Furniture Home Store announces our lowest prices of the season. Queen beds were $550, now just $248. Sectionals were $1,000, now just $588. Even Ashley Sleep Memory Foam mattress sets for just $488. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room marked down to our lowest prices of the season. Plus, take advantage this week on special free financing. Hurry to Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, the number one name in furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tune in every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for the Sunday Evening Gospel Show, hosted by Byron Lander. Byron plays your favorite traditional and contemporary gospel music while providing you with inspirational thoughts and messages that will bless your soul. You can call in your musical and prayer requests at 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. The Sunday Evening Gospel Show is always found right here on Magic 98.5 FM and 1400 AM.
Listen Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. for your Live Smart Tip of the Day, sponsored by Vectren. These weekly tips provide you with some free and low-cost ways to keep your energy costs under control during the winter heating season. To manage your account or to learn about Vectren rebates or other conservation tips, log on to www.vectren.com. Your Live Smart Tip of the Day is heard here on 1400 a.m. and the new Magic 98.5 FM.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword. And our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
Being sober. We were talking before the break. I asked, what makes some people want to come to AA? And what do you guys think about all the things we're hearing now with dual diagnosis, that people are coming in with depression and bipolar disorder along with alcoholism? Do you believe that those folks maybe are given diagnosis too quickly, but that AA can take care of anything if people don't drink and drug and are willing to take the steps? This is an opinion on an outside issue. This is not AA, but I just wondered what you all thought about that.
I think I'll field that one, being the resident loony. I do have a clinical diagnosis of depression. And I think, moreover, for me, alcoholism was a way to deal with it in the beginning. And the depression is very real.
Yes.
The fear, the anger, the angst is very real. And as far as people coming in with multiple diagnoses, I think that, like I said, the depression and the alcoholism go hand in hand. For some people, stop the drinking, the depression will go away.
Right.
People have bad days. However, there are some people that really have clinical depression, mm-hmm, or manic depression, or, you know, any variety of diagnosis that alcohol or drugs will not help. Now,
I mean, Bill Wilson, the founder of AA, suffered terrible depression and went to great lengths to come out of that black hole.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're right, Kelly. It is something some of us are dealing with, along with trying to not drink and drug.
Exactly. And you find that the opposite side of the coin is when you do get sober, you find that there is joy in life. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main things that brought me to AA, that actually kept me around. Brought me to was a different story, but kept me around was, these people are crazy. They're funny. I love hanging around with them.
Yeah.
I smile, I laugh all the time. That's what it's all about for me.
So it's helped your depression.
Oh, yeah.
Just being around recovering alcoholics.
Yeah, it's really depressing being depressed all the time.
Oh, I know. And alcohol's a depressant, too. Go figure that out.
Smiling.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you find that out once you've been sober a few days.
Right.
So. You know, for me, one of the difficult things sometimes as a sponsor is I was one of the ones that Kelly was talking about, that of course I was depressed while I was drinking. I came in, I sobered up, and it went away. Mm-hmm. And I see how it worked for me. You know, and then I turn around and I work with somebody like Kelly, and who deals with medications and the like. And my gut, my instinct is to tell people, but if you do what we do, it goes away.
Yeah.
And fortunately, there's some of that God conduit that Kurt was talking about. My job is just to try to do that. And I get to tell to Kelly, you know, hey, that the pills, you know, your medications, that's your deal. You work that out with a physician.
Right.
You know, Kurt mentioned also earlier about you learn how to be a plumber from a plumber. You know, I am not a doctor.
Right.
And I'm not at all. You know, you need help with your tax work, give me a call.
But, okay, what's your number? You know,
but in terms of that clinical stuff, I'm no expert. It's important that I let experts handle that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if there's something wrong with you, go to a doctor.
Right.
You know, AA isn't going to cure a club foot.
Right.
And it won't cure, you know, whatever other things might be going on, you know, with your head.
That's a good point, yeah.
So, they're laughing at the club foot.
Yeah, that's good. I got a picture there. That's right. It's true.
You know, it's my job to let doctors handle that stuff.
Yeah.
And my job to deal with the stuff that I can. That's how I look at that stuff.
And that's been one of the challenges I've seen in the past decade, too, is there the medication issues now. And I like what you said. I think it's real true. And the big book says, let medicine take care of medicine. Mm-hmm.
The great part about that is they do work hand in hand. I mean, you don't have to go into your doctor and tell them all your problems. And,
right.
You know, they don't really care. I mean, they want to know how you're feeling mentally. They want to see if they can help with the pills part.
Sure.
I'm not saying the doctors are uncaring and,
no.
You know, they've got other things to do, but they've got their job, and then you've got a sponsor for that.
Yeah.
You know.
So and I love that we read at a lot of our meetings, please keep our comments to those that just have to do with alcoholism, which helps us stick to our singleness of purpose in the meetings. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important as AA members we protect that big time.
Exactly.
There's other things, but that doesn't have to be something that people bring into AA necessarily.
Right.
And except with your sponsor and trusted servants that you share with. I think people I sponsor, I just want to be sure they understand our singleness of purpose when you go to an AA meeting. I'm there because I don't want to drink.
Right. Another part is that, you know, therapists still need to make money. And
sure.
That is an alternative to the medication part of it.
Oh,
or sometimes, you know,
oh, I believe in therapy, definitely. It's my life. It's what I do. So I'm an advocate for therapy, too.
Yeah, crazy about Lisa. She'll be having help.
If you need an accountant, call.
I'm your tax guy.
If you need a therapist,
yeah,
we could work together, because money depresses people.
It's usually the lack of money.
Right, lack of money. Lack of money. So you feel that way too, Kurt. Just keep to sobriety and AA can take care of anything sobriety related.
Sure. Yeah.
The 12 steps.
Yes, ma'am.
We're for it.
Yeah, I'm all for being sober. Don't drink today, guys.
He's got two thumbs right there.
No, and you know what I think everyone, the point is, I can talk to my sponsor about anything.
Yeah.
And I've dumped some weird things on his doorstep. you know, but not everything is ready for a meeting. Not everything is meeting content.
Right.
I think that's kind of some of what we're talking about.
Right.
You know, that sponsor, I don't want to have secrets from him. You know, for when I'm sitting in the room, I try to share sometimes, you know, what it was like or what I'm thinking and the solution,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's easy for me to wallow in the problem. I love the problem. And I love to analyze the problem,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the solution is what this whole thing is about. So, you know, I think that's what I try to bring to a meeting and
yeah.
then my sponsors for the other stuff.
Right. Yeah, good.
I think on the Alcoholics Anonymous, if you go to meetings and don't drink, your life will get better. It's almost 100% guaranteed that the sober life. I hear people say my worst day sober is better than my best day drunk. And working the program.
Amen.
Yeah. One day at a time. I think that holds true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know if I don't go to meetings. Now, I'm not saying this pertains to everybody, but me personally, if I don't go to meetings, then I will drink.
Yeah. I've seen that, as you all have, with people that stop going to meetings. And Hazleton did a study on 500 people that had relapsed. 95% of them that had relapsed stopped going to AA meetings. So there's even research that substantiates that.
I would love to know, do you know, what was the percentage of those of them that stopped praying?
Right, yeah. Well, going to meetings is prayer in action in itself. That's true.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Fake it, even if you don't believe, prayer does have an incredible impact on sobriety, I think.
100% of them had a drink.
Right. There you go. Common denominator.
As with anything else, practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So, Kurt, did you believe in a God when you got clean and sober and came to AA, or did taking the steps help?
Sure. I believed that there was something bigger than me.
Yeah.
Now, I acted like I did not believe there was anything bigger than me. That's the important part. And while I think I believed that there was some kind of God out there, I did not think that that God believed in me. And that's what Alcoholics Anonymous gave me, a God that I can have a personal relationship with. And that I can live a life that shows others that there is a grace of God that I can participate in. I certainly never envisioned myself using those kinds of words. I'm educated way beyond my intelligence.
Definitely.
And people that have college degrees, and yeah, thank you, Mike. Yeah, I can count to 12.
He agrees.
I mean, AA taught me to count to 12. I can get that.
The 12.
High past
that's
that.
It.
But sure, there is. We tell folks that above all, what you need to understand to get started is there is a God, and you're not it. Our book, the book Alcoholics Anonymous, tells us that selfishness and self-centeredness is the root of our problem. Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is to understand that there's a world beyond me and that there is a God bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so many times people begin to come to our meetings and they get this mental idea that if I just remember what it was like, if I remember how bad it was, I'm going to be okay. And I'll just keep going to these meetings and they remind me of what it was like and I won't drink this week. And next week I'll go to another meeting and I'll get reminded of the problem and I won't drink. Well, if that works for you, great. If not, and you're an alcoholic like me, you'll drink again and you'll die. Mm-hmm. So let me know how it works out.
Yeah.
What I have to offer is something a little bit different. Our book tells us that there will come a time when I have no mental defense When I remembering anything at all won't keep me from drinking. Mm. What will keep me from drinking is a power greater than myself.
There you go. Don't go away, Radio Rehab. That's a great note to take a break on. We'll be right back.
It's a proven fact that 1 in 3 adults will be affected by a mental health or substance abuse issue. Think about that. 1 in 3. Think about your family, your friends. If you or someone you care about is suffering from depression, anxiety, anger, or any type of chemical dependency, including alcohol, Brentwood Meadows can help. Left untreated, these conditions can lead to pain and suffering that destroys lives. Help yourself or a loved one today. Call Brentwood Meadows to schedule a free evaluation at 858-7200. Phones are answered 24 hours a day.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store. Ashley Furniture Home Store announces our lowest prices of the season. Queen beds were $550, now just $248. Sectionals were $1,000, now just $588. Even Ashley Sleep Memory Foam mattress sets for just $488. Every bedroom, living room, and dining room marked down to our lowest prices of the season. Plus, take advantage this week on special free financing. Hurry to Ashley Furniture Home Store in Evansville, the number one name in furniture. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you, from a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
The Savings Spectacular is on at the Home Depot. Outsmart your budget with low prices throughout the store, like a pro-quality Echo gas trimmer for just $199. Backed by a 5-year consumer warranty, it's strong enough to accomplish more and priced to save you more than you thought possible. So come in now to the Savings Spectacular. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through March 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to Radio Rehab on 1400 AM and Magic 98.5 FM WEOA. Phone lines are always open to share your live comments, so give us a call right now at 812-424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. And now, back to Radio Rehab.
Well, we are already at the conclusion time of our radio show. I hate that. It just goes so fast, and there's so much experience, strength, and hope in this room. So I want everybody to just go around and maybe each of us say something in closing to leave with the community. Also, just a little reminder that Mayor Winicky, along with Brad Bird, are going to have their Meth Next Door program tomorrow night at 750 Southeast 8th Street from 7 to 8 o'clock. It's just a discussion about methamphetamine, and the mayor and Brad Bird are going to talk from their experience how this is affecting the community. So if anybody wants to go and talk about that, hear about it, share about it, it's tomorrow night from 7 to 8
Lisa,
at the Evansville Fire Department.
The mayor and Brad Bird are going to talk about their experience with meth?
Well, how it's affected the community.
Oh, how it's affected the
yeah.
community.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for clearing that
Thank
up
you for
Brad
having,
Bird doesn't
yeah.
think meth.
I don't
no.
think.
No.
Yeah. No. No, no, no. There might be some methamphetamine recovering addicts there. We're seeing a lot of those
in Civic Center?
NA. Yeah, they may go talk, let's talk about recovery from meth, not just all the dangers of meth, right?
We come in all shapes and sizes.
There you go. So thank you all for coming. I'm gonna just turn it around and let us go around the room and say our goodbyes. Start with Michael.
Well, thanks again for having me, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's a real honor to be invited to come down and do this. And you know, to wrap up our topic on sponsorship, I think what's important, one, is that I bring honesty to the table. Mm. You know, as long as I'm honest with Kurt about what's going on with me, he's gone through it, or if he hasn't, he knows somebody else who has. And that's where that guidance and that leadership comes through. And without that, you know, then I'm left trying to figure this stuff out by myself. Mm-hmm. And when I do that, I screw it up every time. I have that track record. I've seen me do it. And it's sponsors and sponsees, you know, there's a lot of times my people don't understand until they have sponsees just – how important that phone call to them is and what it does for me when they call. And it completely removes me from whatever's going on with me. And that connection means so much more than just the sponsee talking to the sponsor, but what the sponsor gets from the sponsee too. And it's really an amazing thing. And I don't know how all that magic happens, and I don't need to. I just know that it does. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I'm very grateful that I have a sponsor and sponsees.
And that he even came with you today.
Yeah, got him to show up.
Showed up.
Got him to show up on an IU day, no less.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so. Kurt, how'd that happen? just don't say
we'll,
no.
We'll be done before the game. Everybody will be able to tune in and see the game both, so God loves us.
Indiana, go strong.
Yeah.
I think the basis of sponsorship for me, Lisa, anybody, sponsorship within Alcoholics Anonymous, anybody that knows me knows I'm not fit to live in society without adult supervision, still today.
No.
And AA and its system of sponsorship provides me with that. So
you're not fit to live in society.
The rest of society can be grateful. Kurt's sober and he has a sponsor.
And he has a place to go every
That's
day.
That's right. We're keeping him off the streets.
There you go.
How about you, Kelly?
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate that. Something that I did want to mention is we've been doing a lot of talking about sponsorship. And first things first, I've been told that, you know, you have to hit your bottom before you can come into the program. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you just will not be willing to do what we do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's an easy program, but it takes a lot of work to get to where you want to be in life. Quitting drinking is the first part of it. Fixing the rest of your life is what it's really all about. I'm here because I want to be a better person. I can honestly say that I'm proud to have family in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. And
however dysfunctional that family may be,
they have fun. Fun
do
and
have
dysfunction.
Family.
That's right.
Spending most of your life alone. Mm-hmm. Now you have family and friends, mm-hmm. people that you can rely on.
You Addiction know, is pretty isolating, isn't it?
That's mm-hmm. exactly what it's all about, at least for me.
Yeah.
I can't speak for anybody else, but it is definitely worth the trip.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's important to remember, you know, people will be people. And sometimes we do some silly things. People make mistakes. They say nothing happens in God's world by mistake. And it's important to remember that you are a human being. And that if you live your life with sobriety, things can get better. And I just want to say that if you want to try the sober life, some people can get sober and stay sober without meetings. In my story, personally, I need Alcoholics Anonymous. So it's just important to remember that.
So where could people find you guys if they wanted to run into Mark or Kurt or Mike or Kelly?
Friday nights in Newburgh. There's a building in downtown Newburgh behind the
Newburgh Elementary.
Elementary School. Mm-hmm. It's owned by the generous people of the Newburgh Kiwanis Group. And our meeting is there every Friday night at 7:30.
There's meetings there every night except Tuesday, aren't there?
Every night except Tuesday. And when is that Sunday morning thing?
That Sunday morning one is at 10 a.m.
Yep, that's for people that are sober in the mornings.
And if you like listening to people talk at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, you could listen to folks talk on Sunday mornings, too, at 10 a.m.
That's
the
right.
That is, of course, if you're not listening to this radio station.
There you go.
Yes. So now, come out Sunday morning and do a meeting.
You can get on the website, too, right, online, and look up Alcoholics Anonymous and see where all the meetings are.
Yeah,
in the Tri-State.
I think it's Southwest AA or something. It
yeah.
Just, I know that if you go to Google and you type in AA, Evansville, Indiana. I mean, bam, it's the number one hit on the search engine.
Great.
And
bring up a meeting section.
Where's the number one hit on the search? We're the number one hit on the search engine.
I mean, because I've looked up, I don't know how many different addresses and start times and the like just
so
by typing that in.
Google us, do we get one of those aerial pictures of what the building looks like? And can you see us out front smoking before the meetings?
No, it is a link to a meeting schedule.
No pictures. And there's over 100 meetings a week here, so anybody in the community that's listening that wants to get to a meeting, you don't have to think you're an alcoholic to come to an AA meeting.
No, even from here, there's a great meeting right up the road. I got sober at the Old Stone 3 building.
On Walnut.
Yeah, and there's meetings there around the clock.
So. Yes.
Look for the big rocks out front.
Yeah.
It's a program
Jim Christian's
for living.
Idea. Yes, program for living. Great way to end this. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and hopefully some of you were able to get something out of this and understand how important it is to make recovery a priority in your life and where you can go to AA and meet awesome people that make this journey worth living. Don't forget, though, between now and next Saturday to do the next right thing.